Sunday, September 5th. This weekend is the farewell to summer. And what a summer to remember, with weekends divided between the ranch and Camp David. I do not know what subtle alchemy caused Lyndon, who was opposed to indulging ourselves with Camp David at first, to start going for the my obvious enjoyment of the doctor's earnest suggestion. But it's been a summer of the hardest work during the weekends, and in the liveliest play with varied companions. I shall remember it as our best summer in many years, and I hate to say farewell to it. Somehow, summertime gives you a license to lie in the hammock, to be lazy, to read the books you've laid by, to go walking to identify the wildflowers. And then comes Labor Day, and your grudging conscience pricks you into getting back to the desk for the piled-up work. So this is our last weekend with the flavor of summer. Because he knew I wanted to, Lyndon had said, let's go in to St. David's. The Reverend Sumner's is back. Lyndon and Arthur Krim and I found a sizable part of the congregation awaiting us around the steep steps of old St. David's, where I was confirmed in about 1932. And later, Linda was christened, and then Lucy. And then, still later, they were both confirmed. A church of many memories for me, and very dear. Homer and Eloise and David, grown tall, met us and walked in with us. And there at the door was Charles Sumner's, minister for much longer than 20 years. That deep, sonorous voice and the simple but beautiful ritual was a pleasure to me. Afterwards, we went to the parish house for coffee, and I did double duty shaking hands to old-time friends, Judge Greenwood and Martha, Joe Dacey, Dr. Walter Prescott Webb's daughter. Lyndon's hand is still bandaged from removing the warts, and for the first time, one of them was found to be malignant. We didn't linger long and rejoiced to get back to the ranch and have a Bloody Mary and lunch around the pool. Arthur Krim is one of the most pleasant, smooth, very intelligent, and very easy house guests that we've had all this summer. He and his wife are that rare thing, a couple that you enjoy both equally well. She is attending a Congress of Chemists, Scientists in Europe. It's a constant surprise that that beautiful woman speaks about 6 languages as a PhD, as a scientist who really keeps a working schedule of about 5.5 or 6 days a week, doing research on the viruses that cause cancer. I purred with delight to see Lyndon surrounded by people he enjoyed so much. Lovely Eloise teasing him gaily. Homer with his Santa Claus laugh and friendship tried by time. And now Arthur Krim. I cannot understand how Lyndon needs so little sleep. But fierce fires of energy power him, and why don't they burn low sometimes? After lunch, I insisted that anybody who wanted to leave early do so, and I was going to take a good long nap. So it was 5 when I roused myself and located Lyndon's cousin, Mamie Allison. She's visiting their old home, and we'd ask her to go with us. And she and I and Marie went to the Haywood to join Lyndon, the Thornberrys, and Arthur. And somewhere along the way, Tom and Mary Jo Miller, and Jesse, and of course, Marie and Vicky and Jack Valenti were with us. We stopped at the beach house in the helicopter, much to the delight of barefoot children who came running to see it land, followed by carloads of the families who spend their weekends in the lake houses. It was Mamie's first ride in the helicopter, and she was thrilled. And I was thrilled that Lyndon had thought to ask her. The evening must be a change of pace from her life of teaching school and caring for a husband who, after 2 strokes, could not speak or recognize her. I couldn't wait to get into my bathing suit and swim across the lake. The water was warm and smooth as silk when I started, but I was grateful for the Secret Service boat because we had drawn an armada, varying from little one-passenger sailboats like an eggshell to speedboats that circled around, shattering the calm of the twilight lake. But in my safe little lane formed by my convoy, I simply headed for the other shore. It soon became choppy, impossible to lie on my back and float, with the wind making little white caps that went plop, plop over my face. But it gives me such a sense of self-mastery, of strength, and of being able to cope with my environment. A long swim is like a shot of adrenaline to me. The people who owned the house across the river were seated on their porch, looking at me with some amazement. I raised up and said, "I hope you don't mind us hovering around your wharf." Swam to their boat landing and touched it. and then like a child playing bass, turned around and headed back across the lake, which seemed forever until I reached the big boat on the other side, and mindful of my two-pieced bathing suit and all the watching eyes, found the sheltered side to climb up on. It was one of our happiest evenings. Lennon was in a gay mood, belaboring Tom Miller for not running for the city council, really trying to get him to. We still tell the saga of Mayor Tom Miller and his 25 years, and we're always wanting someone else to fit the mold. Arthur and Eloise and Jesse, everyone was festive and happy. I took great pleasure in pointing out to Arthur Krim that the delicious tender steaks were from the ranch, corn, Lyndon's favorite of everything, from our fields, and the okra still producing from the little garden. Something of the pioneer still lingers in those of us who get a glow of satisfaction from saying, "What is on my table came from my land." And, of course, the Stonewall peaches for dessert. Almost the last of the season, but we love to explain to all comers from afar that this is the best peach country in Texas, and prove it. With peaches and cream, peach cobbler, peach ice cream, and once when Liz or Bess, with their flair, put a big peeled peach in a brandy Napoleon with a lump of sugar and covered it with champagne. Linda is at Camp David. Dave and a young married couple. Probably her last chance for this year. I look forward to her leaving like an amputation, but it is best. She needs to be independent. It was a pleasant, happy evening. One of the best of the summer and early to bed.